So you say you want to be an agent. Rackers Media here in the studio. Roger Montgomery, 19-year NBA veteran agent. Mo Evans, former retired NBA player, 11 years. So let's jump right to it. Roger, what made you want to be an NBA agent?
Well, I wanted to be an agent because I have two passions. My first passion is people, and my second passion was basketball. So if I was able to marry the two and do something that I love to do, which is, as an agent, helping people navigate the basketball world, that's what made me want to be an agent.
No, that's great. So a lot of people have a lot of misnomers out there about what it's like to be an agent. I'm sure a lot of people have thought about jumping into this industry because they see the money that is being thrown around. The fact that players now from November 2018 and April 2019, those players, 450 players, will have been paid more than $3 billion.
Right.
So tell me, what is it that you would say that is not as easy as they think it is, and what's harder than, you know, than what other people think, you know?
Yeah, so definitely there's some misnomers about, you know, the agent business, about the sports industry. I would say, you know, when people get into it just for the money, they'll find that, you know, it's much more difficult to navigate versus when you get into it because you have a passion for it. It's like anything. I mean, you can't get into wanting to play professional basketball just for the money, even if you're good enough, because you lose steam when you get in it for that reason. If you ask me, my 19 years, 20 years of experience almost tells me that you got to be really serious about this. It's got to be something that, you know, you really, really love, something that you eat and sleep and dream about and like to do. And that means that when you go through your hardships, that means that, you know, you're going to bounce back. So, you know, you played professional basketball, of course, for 11 years, and you had a lot of hardships as a basketball player. Well, as a sports agent, I've had a lot of hardships too. And when I go through those hardships, I don't say, man, let me try to find something else to do. Or when I don't get the check that I thought I was going to get, or when I don't get the client that I thought I was going to get, or when I don't get the opportunity or the contract or whatever it is, then I'm usually steadfast in my approach to say, let me figure out, you know, how to go back to the drawing board. Let me figure out what the solution is. So my thought is that when you have a real serious, you know, feeling about wanting to be in this game, it's going to be about, you know, how well you're going to do when things don't go your way, how well you're going to bounce back when things don't go your way. So the biggest misnomer is that it's a sexy business. You know, it's a business that's glamorous. It's a business that I'm going to put on a nice suit. I'm going to go to the game and I'm going to watch my clients play, and they're going to have 30 points and 10 rebounds, and everything is going to be great, and I'm going to make $10 million in my first 3 years of business. If you're getting in it for that, you need to go find something else to do, because this ain't the business for that.
So let's address some of that, because so many people, I mean, just face it, being an agent, this is oversaturated, you know, not to mention the fact that it wasn't but 2 years ago that they actually implemented the fact that you have to take a test to actually test your competency being an agent. Before right. that, it was paying $1,500. It was passing a background check, having a degree. So let's talk about some of that experience that you had. You know, when you were the guy who was hustling and trying to get a client and seeing, you know, big money David Falk sitting across from you and you sitting there, you know, trying to, you know, make ends meet. I mean, so let's talk about some of that experience.
Well, yeah, that's good stuff. So when I first got in the game, I mean, in 2000, when I got in, you know, I had a lot of people tell me that it was going to be very difficult, that nobody was going to really want to, you know, be involved with an agent that was just getting started, that nobody was going to want to be involved with somebody that didn't have enough experience to navigate how hard it is to do what they do. And the rules were different back then, of course. You know, back then in 2000, you know, you really had to be worth your salt. You really had to understand the agent business. Yeah, the regulations were different. You know, you paid your $1,500 and you pass a background check and everything, and you would become a certified agent if you had a degree. But you weren't getting any players, and you weren't going to be able to work with any notable players if you didn't really understand the dynamics of the business, because you really had to understand negotiation a little bit different. You got to remember, you know, we didn't have scale contracts back then. back then, when you got started, the best agents negotiated the best deals. So that's why David Falk was a big time agent at the time, because he had some of the Patrick Ewings and Juwan Howards and guys like that. And he was able to go in and negotiate without a scale. Now you got a scale. So it's totally different, you know, at least for first round picks. But to get back to what you were saying, I think, you know, it's not easy to do anything that, you know, takes a lot of effort. That's the one thing I'll say. And this takes a lot of effort. You know, it takes a lot of effort to be good at this. But you got to have skill. It's not just about saying, hey, I got my license. Now, hey, Mo Evans, you ready to sign with me? Don't work like that.
We know it didn't work like that, because when you first came to UT and trying to sign me, you know, looking back at it, you know, you said something very significant. You talked about the scale versus, you know, old world, new world, being an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, you could essentially have a good relationship with a player. Player comes out as a rookie, signs a $60, $70 million deal, and now you own because you signed and you brought that player to market.
Right.
Nowadays, you have to go out and you have to really earn that business. Talk about what it was like for you getting your first client.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was 2000 when I first got started. It was very competitive. That hasn't changed about the business, old or new. The business is still very competitive. And like you said, it's kind of oversaturated. So it's even more competitive now. Only difference then is that, you know, if you were worth your salt and you knew what you were doing, you know, back in the day, you know, you had to compete with three other people that were just as qualified. Today, you might be competing with somebody that don't even have a clue to what the CBA even means. You know what I'm saying? So today, you know, you're competing with a lot of different things that weren't elements when we first got started. But neither here nor there, you still got to understand, you know, the nuances of the business. And that's the key to it. And one of my things is, and the reason that I'm even wanting to talk about this on a podcast is because, you know, I'm one of these guys from the old school that I feel like, you know, it's a call to action at this point. You know, need to start explaining and telling people how to do this thing the right way, because I'm competitive just like the next person, but agents get a bad name. And this is something that I've been doing for 19 years and I really love it. And I really think that all agents shouldn't get painted with the brush that you hear most of the time when you talk about agents. You talk about agents like agents aren't, you know, integral, like agents aren't, you know, in it for the right reasons. And I'm in it for the right reasons, been in it for the right reasons, and that's why I've been doing it, you know, for this long period of time, and I've had a lot of success. And so what I want to do from a legacy standpoint is just share what it's like to really be, you know, an authentic agent that is an agent for change, and that's going to help people realize their dreams, because you got a short window as a professional athlete.
Now, that's what's up. There's a lot of people that's watched a whole lot of Jerry Maguire and other movies that have, right, you know, tainted what it means to be an agent. And even in the movie, Jerry Maguire, you know, he had a heart and he was really, you know, really in it for all the right reasons. And you could see him grow up in the game as well. And me knowing you, you've always been someone who's set yourself apart as an agent. You've always been someone who's wanted to do things the right way and really make it more than a, you know, what about the dash, you know?
Sure.
And so let's talk a little bit about that. You know, let's whip out your, so you say you want to be an agent, starter kit. What's in it for that person who wants to be an agent?
Man, that's a good question. I mean, I think that kit is deep. I mean, you got to really go in your bag. It's just like when you're hooping, like you got to go in your bag and you got to really, you know, do two or three moves. You got to have counters. You can't just have one move and think this is going to get it done. Again, I think it starts with passion. And that's one of the things you got to have, is you got to have passion for what you're doing. You got to love what you do. You got to really be about helping people. I think that's key. You have to really understand the business of basketball, the business of sports. That's key. You have to understand the marketplace. That's really a key. I mean, there are so many keys, and all these keys open up doors to other opportunities. And I think, you know, the way that the world is today with respect to social media, podcasts, things like that, there's so much information out there that you have to make sure that the information that you're getting is the right information. That's part of the reason why I kind of wanted to share what we're sharing here, because from a mentoring perspective, some people miss out because they don't really have that mentoring perspective. The one key that I'll say to help magnify what the question that you asked is that, you know, being an agent, it's a art. It's not a science, it's an art. And I think that sometimes people get it twisted and they think that, ah, man, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. If I get this player, you know, that means that he's gonna get drafted here, that's 2. The other 2 is I'm gonna negotiate his contract, and we're gonna get him on the team, and that's 2, and that's 4. And I'm gonna get my check, and get my commission, and he's gonna be all happy, and we're gonna go down the road and play 11 years, and that's what it's gonna be. And that is not the truth. So what I wanna do and what I wanna bring to the table is I wanna bring the art into this. There is no science. That's where there's nobody that has, even the good agents, nobody has, you know, dibs on the business. You know, it's an open book. You have to have good instincts to be in this business. And those are things you can't be taught. It's just like when you play basketball. I heard John Stockton say this one time. He said, on a 3-on-2, you know, nobody taught me who to go to on a 3-on-2. Now, you know, when you play bitty basketball, they say jump stop at the free throw line and make the nice chest pass to the guy that's open, right? But when you get in the league and when you get in the game, you don't necessarily get a chance to jump stop. Sometimes you gotta fake. Sometimes you gotta look here and you gotta look the other way and you gotta throw the pass. Well, it's the same thing in our industry. And that's the thing that I love to share with students, et cetera, because everybody thinks that it's science. It's not science. This is an art. You can't go pick up a book per se and say, I'm gonna do these 10 steps and I'm gonna be a really good agent.
No, that's great. I mean, you talk about the art and you talk about the art versus science. And I love that because, as you said, those who enter into this agency world, this world of sports and sports business, and think that they're just going to read some book and jump out there or just go out and will themselves into this business, they're wrong. The fundamentals, those who take the fundamental approach to go out and get dunked on the NBA, and you know it.
Right.
And so for you, you know, we talk about James Harden. He's got his, you know, he's mastered that Euro step that Mano used to have, and everybody, all these players have a signature move. Magic's got his no-look pass, MJ with the dunks, and Dr. J's and so forth. So let's talk about, you know, your swag. What is it that sets you apart in your art form now that you've been in the game for 19 years? Tell us a little bit about what that looks like for you.
Well, I think there are a number of things that set me apart. I mean, you know, my DNA says that what's going to set me apart is I'm a people person and I'm a relationship person. And that kind of sets me apart, I think. You know, I've been really fortunate to have good rapport with people. And it's just something that I've had. It's just an instinct and things that, you know, has just been put in me. And then, of course, you know, I love the game of basketball. So I played and, you know, just I watch it all the time. It's like what I do. You know, it's not something that I do because I have to do it. It's something that I would do even if I wasn't in the game. So I love the game and I love dissecting the game. You know, you and I would talk after almost, you know, every game that you played in the NBA after the game. And, you know, you play at the highest level. I'm watching, but I'm watching tendencies and I'm trying to find ways to share things with you to help you achieve what it was your dream, was to have, you know, success at the highest level. So I think those are the things that set me apart in a nutshell, like relationship. And just, you know, the desire to help people with something that I know about the game that can be a bridge or an open door for them to have great success. And that's really what I've always wanted. I tell people this all the time. I don't really think they believe me, especially young people. I tell them this. Maybe they believe me, but, you know, sometimes I feel like people don't really get it initially, is that they think, well, it's easy to say that, you know, we shouldn't care about money or we shouldn't care about, you know, what this is going to get me if I get this done. And I'm saying, like, I get it that you want to make money. You want to play in the NBA because you want to make money, you know, but you want to play in the NBA more because you want to put on the jersey and because you wanted to run out the tunnel and because you really wanted to get in the layup line and you really wanted to dunk on somebody and you really wanted to hit that 3. You know, when you was in high school at Collegiate, when you was in college at Texas and Wichita State, you know, when you got excited when you had 20, you feel me? Because you was excited. later on, you was like, I'm the leading scorer in the nation. That's probably going to put me in the league. But the initial was, I just really want to hoop. And that's really what I try to put emphasis on. Don't get caught up in how much you're going to make. Get caught up in how well you're going to do for the people that you're going to be working with. And the rest will take care of itself.
No, that's great advice. And it's expert advice from somebody who's been and woken up on the other side of what you've seen as what you thought at that time was probably one of your worst nightmares. So let's talk about some of them earlier lessons that you had, you know, those lessons where you learned early in your career, hard, tough lessons, what it was like to put hopes in, sign a client who told you that they was going to sign and maybe they didn't, or let's put hopes in, you know, or let's talk about some of those lessons of when you did have to figure out, how am I going to come home and feed a baby girl who's crying? And I got to try and go out here and sign this client that I don't even have a lead on.
Yeah, those are all hard things. And I've done those things. You know, I've done those things as a player when I played in Europe, you know, with the scenario of having to make ends meet because you got a baby on the way. And, you know, you gotta get it done. And then I've had it where, you know, I've had disappointments, you know, even myself and you. And it's so cool that we get a chance to do this full circle, because I remember on draft night, you and I, you know, at my place, you know, excited about the draft, going through the draft process, knowing that you should be drafted, and then going undrafted and seeing you, you know, sit on the curb crying was like one of my toughest moments as an agent. And it was, you know, like my second year as a full-time agent in the business. And so, like, those are the moments that you realize, man, this is really real life. You know, this is really, we can't take this back. We can't edit this. We got to figure this out. And so what we did is we strapped up and we figured out what we needed to do. We overcame our hurt feelings. We overcame our disappointment. And we were able to together have a great career with you playing 11 years, you know, and doing really well. And with me being able to, you know, be the pilot of that for 11 years was exceptional. So, you know, there are a lot of things that I could say that I've had experiences, good and bad, but the bad experiences usually grow you up and usually teach you what you need to learn. And that's what I plan on sharing in a lot of these podcasts. I plan on sharing a lot of the things that we've experienced, good and bad. And I hope that I'm able to help some people understand not only how to make decisions as a sports agent, but how to make decisions in life, how to make decisions in whatever platform or whatever business space that they're involved in.
That's great. That's great food for thought. That's great knowledge. Here you are, 19 years in the game, launching your first episode of So You Say You Want to Be an Agent. What does Roger Montgomery in 2019 tell Roger Montgomery back in 2000?
Wow. Man, you're coming with some real good questions. So Roger Montgomery in 2000 and Roger Montgomery in 2019, 19 years. I've gotten a lot wiser over that time frame. And I think one of the things that I would tell myself in 2000, the 2019 Roger would tell the 2000 Roger, or vice versa, is that everything is a process. And you need to prepare yourself for a process as opposed to believing and feeling that everything is going to work out the way you want it to work out when you first get started. In 2000, I felt like we could move mountains right away. And I felt like we were going to be able to have the maximum contract. I felt like I was just really ambitious in 2000. I'm still ambitious in 2019, but I'm ambitious with a little bit more of a purpose, understanding that things take time and that you have to develop and that you have to believe that, you know, process is the best way to go. That's the thing that I would say off the top of my head.
Great. Well, here we are wrapping up our first episode of So You Say You Want to Be an Agent. A lot of great knowledge and nuggets from Roger Montgomery, 19-year NBA veteran agent, represents some of the top players in the game. Here we are, Rackers Media. We just want to thank you again for allowing us this opportunity to come into the studio and share these nuggets.
I appreciate it, man. We'll see you in episode 2.